Come plan your dream wedding all in one day at the 17th Annual Newport Bridal Show on March 3rd. Meet with more than 80 top wedding professionals at two of Newport's most romantic venues, Rose Cliff and Ocean Cliff Mansions. Visit NewportBridalShow.net to buy your ticket today.
On a cold January morning, I met up with Nellie DeGogel, the Health and Sustainability Program Associate for the City of Providence, and Francisco Ramirez, the Associate Director of Environmental Control for the City's Department of Public Works. We joined a pair of environmental inspectors from the DPW as they canvassed a Washington Park neighborhood, inspecting recycling bins for non-recyclable items that could cause the load to be rejected by the recycling plant. Before we hit the frigid streets, Ramirez and DeGogel told me why inspectors do these checks.
The purpose is we're looking at contamination within our recycling stream. We're trying to rid of the contamination. Again, it costs the city $750,000 a year, and that number is just going to continue to escalate as municipal waste, the tonnage and the fees for it to just continue to increase over time.
And I also want to point out that we focus so much on education and information. Like, we want to, more than, you know, issue any sort of ticket, we just want people to know how to recycle right so that they can do it. So that's why we, you know, we focus on weeks on end, just telling them, no, this is, you know, actually this was found in your car, you can't do this. So it's we really try and focus on that part of it, you know, the educational aspect of it.
From the city perspective, what we want is compliance. We want to do the right thing from as a city, as we want our residents to do the right thing, and we all benefit from it financially, also environmentally.
From a sustainable standpoint.
There are a few non-recyclable items that inspectors often find in people's recycling bins.
Food scraps is one. Yard debris in the recycling cart is another. Yard debris has its own containers or bags that they should use. Construction debris. And plastic bags is number one. How can we forget plastic bags? People feel that it's plastic. They put their recyclables there. They're tied in a bag and put it in the recycling bin. However, the plastic bag is not recyclable. So
I know it's sad because you can tell when someone's trying. They really are, but they put it all then in a plastic trash bag and that can't be recycled.
And I think that's another challenge with people is some people feel that they know how to recycle. And they, plastic bag is a good example. They're like, oh, I know how to recycle. But not understand they've been doing it wrong because plastic bag isn't. But they feel so, you know, passionate, so strong they're doing it right that they continue doing it wrong until some corrective action is taken, some information is given to them. We find that on the field as well. They're like, but this is plastic. And this is recycling. Like, well, not in this stream. And again, I think that's the important part, not on the curbside stream.
While it may seem like a chore to separate your recycling from your trash, DeGogel said it's important to keep those recyclable items out of the landfill.
There's so much waste going to our landfill right now. So the landfill in Johnston, I believe right now they're going to reach capacity in, I want to say, 10 to 15 years, but... So they're slowly filling up, and all of those materials that can be recycled can be diverted from the landfill and then used as other materials down the line. They can have a second life or a third life even. And so much of what goes into the landfill can be recycled, and it just, so... Also, in terms of like plastic pollution, we're trying so hard to keep that from then entering, you know, our environment, our oceans, our, you know, our waterways, so that we can make sure that that doesn't get contaminated from plastic in that sense. But yeah, it's extremely important.
There are other benefits to recycling beyond the environmental factor. Ramirez said recycling saves the city money.
Besides the environmental issues, it costs a lot of money to dispose of trash. And if recycling right now, there is no cost for the city to dispose of it. So there's a huge cost savings for the city, for the residents. And I would estimate last year, we probably, if we were recycled right, without the contamination, it's probably in the range of $700,000 that the city would save just because of a choice from a resident at the residential point.